be the one who's constantly able to give. Don't make it a business relationship. Not that you say, if they do this, then I'll do this, or if this happens, then I can do this. Then that's not giving. That's not being a donor. But a donor means to give what is needed at the time it's needed and not to have any further thoughts about that. Just simply give. But of course, you can only give if you yourself are able to take from Baba. So keep taking, keep receiving from the source, the unlimited ocean, and then there'll always be enough to give. Not just in terms of theory of gyan, but in terms of practical support and help. And so, on the one side, well, we're talking about the bestower, the donor, but on the other side, Baba's asking us to maintain that inner stage of stability that nothing can shake. And yes, faith in the self, that I'm God's child, faith in Baba, that God's promises that he'll always be with me if I remember him. If I don't remember him, then Baba's there, but I can't feel the presence. And so yes, Baba's side is always, always, always open and available. But if I'm not able to connect, I don't feel that presence. So faith in Baba. But also, sometimes Baba talks about faith in drama. But today, my interpretation was that it's actually faith in my own karma. Because today Baba has said, just keep doing punya karma. And punya karma is that karma which is given at a time of need, however much is needed. Donation is a part of your income and you give that. But punya is where you're not seeing what you have and what you can spare, but what it is that the other needs. So whether it's time, cooperation, support, whatever it may be, can I be punya atma, the soul that's accumulating punya, charity? And again, another sentence that Baba's given that's very powerful, and that is, if you keep doing punya karma, and of course it includes the concept of altruism, that it's not that I'm doing something with the expectation of some return, but it's really being able to do what is needed at that moment. And I was saying that the fruit of punya karma is power, shakti. You're able to take power from Baba. If what you're doing is altruistic, without concern for the self, and really fulfilling the need of another. And so Baba's asking us to see, how much punya karma have I accumulated? How much of it has truly been in that awareness of giving? And in that, this word, power. When I do something, then normally we would say we are using power to do something. And if you look at the cycle, that's what's happened through the cycle. Golden age, silver age, wasn't a question of any bad karma or even bad thoughts, but simply just action and doing, and the power is reducing, reducing, reducing. You know the story. But that's the point, that if I do it in the consciousness that it's not I that's doing, it's actually Baba who's the one who's giving, not me, not I, then the energy from Baba continues to flow and I'm receiving that power. And so punya karma, not just altruistic karma, but punya karma in the sense that there's no consciousness of I. Never mind that I want the return, but just totally, it's Baba who's making it happen. It's Baba who's enabling things to be done, which is the reality. Yesterday, somebody spoke about Daddy coming to London with just a few pairs of clothes and basically nothing else except God's love and faith, and just see what's happened. But of course, it couldn't be only Daddy that made it happen. It was Baba that touched this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, and many, 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 many others, and all came together and it happened. And so how did it happen? It happened because Daddy had no thought of I, and that sanskar of punya karma, which he had from last kalpa. It wasn't just this kalpa, but she remembered that sanskar, and in her last birth, in the Iron Age, she started to do punya karma from age 2. You know the details of the story, and if you don't, ask me another time. But literally from age 2, she was engaged in punya karma of one type or another. And so the result of punya karma, one is power, but the other is cooperation, where there's a little bit of the odor of I, people will back off. Get on with it. You want to do it, you do it. But when it's truly just in the awareness that Baba wants this to happen, Baba is doing this, not me, not I, then everybody's finger of cooperation happens and the whole thing moves forward very, very smoothly. Many of you know Madhuban from the time in the 70s, 60s, 70s, and even the early 80s, where we didn't even have Om Shanti Bhavan, and we certainly didn't have all the other complexes around. Everything was so simple, very simple. But it was fine, because that was the state of the world, the state of India particularly, and it was also a small family at that time. But as the family expanded, and by then it was Dadiji, and when Daddy would say, Daddy ko aaj sankalp aaya, Daddy had a thought, and you knew that it wasn't just Daddy's thought, it was Baba's thought, and magic, things would happen, everybody would support, everybody would cooperate, and amazing things have happened in Bharat, but equally across the world, everywhere. And so we know that the proof of punya karma is God's power, so that the soul isn't exhausted or worn out or burnout or stress, none of that. But it's God's energy, God's power that's doing the work. But also, then everybody supports and cooperates, and everything becomes very light and easy. Nothing is heavy, nothing is a burden. And so, punya karma, Baba's talked about that, donation, but beyond donation, an act of charity with that purity. And then the stability. Baba said, you don't need to be scared, you don't need to have any anxiety or any worry. Why? Because what you are doing today is good karma, whether it's pure elevated thoughts, or whether it's the words of encouragement and support, or whether it's actually physical karma that you do. Thoughts, words, actions, the seeds that are being planted now are good seeds. And so the future is assured, no question. So this is why I say that not just faith in drama. Yes, Satyuk's going to come. I know that. But where will I be? So faith in the power of good karma, my own good karma. And so if I'm focused on that, simply that, let me just get on with it, whatever else is happening around me. And firstly, I'll have stability today, but also I'll have stability for tomorrow. Whatever's going to happen in the immediate future, I've no idea. Well, on a level I know, but it's not actually that I know where I'm going to be. And is it the water that's going to affect me? Is it the wind? Is it, what is it? I've no idea. And so wherever I am, Baba's in charge, but I also know that my good karma is going to be there to support me. So faith and the confidence in my own good karma. No fear, no question, no anxiety. And the other thing that Baba's commented on is, again, this idea of Swaraj, sovereignty, self-sovereignty. It's a beautiful expression. And in India, they thought that they were claiming sovereignty by sending away some people and moving away from colonialism. Yes, to a certain extent. But of course, Baba talks about self-sovereignty beginning with the self. And we are used to Baba talking about the conquest of the senses, the conquest of even our inner faculties, of our thoughts and feelings. Then Baba went on to talk about sanskaras, being the master of your own sanskaras. But today Baba's also taken up another step beyond that. Now what step could there be beyond being able to control my own sanskaras? And Baba's saying that all the powers that belong to God actually also belong to you. And so Swaraj means to actually know that you are in charge of all the powers and being able to summon the power that is needed at the time of need. You want to have tolerance power. And at that moment something happens and you're confused, because you're not stable in soul consciousness, you're not on your seat. The moment has gone and the confusion has left to mess. And then you say, oh, I should have had some more tolerance. So you're applying the brake after the accident and it doesn't quite work then. And so when I see something is coming my way, and I know when to apply a brake, and the brake is powerful enough that it has an impact immediately, then I'm safe. And so I know myself. By now, I should know myself very well. And so when I know myself, I know my sanskars, when I see something coming at me, can I put a brake on at that moment? Stop any confusion, be stable, and take the power that I need from Baba. So just as I can move my hands and my feet in the way I want, and I'm in charge, but extend that idea not just to the inner faculties of the soul, but also to all the powers that Baba has. And Baba has given me the chance to use all those powers for myself at any moment. And so before getting confused, being stable on that seat, so that now I can see what it is I need to do and take that power from Baba, the decision-making capacity, the capacity to have tolerance, the capacity to merge, whatever it is I need. Let me be able to take that and actually experiment with it in my own life. And so Swaraj, again, Baba's extended that idea in a very beautiful way. And the other thing that Baba's talking about is a lot of aspects of service, but within the service, Baba's saying, you've learned to dance together, but the great ras, the Maharas that's been described in the scriptures, everyone dancing in unison together, that has yet to happen. Baba didn't say how long it would take to happen, because that depends on all of us. And so maybe I get on with one and two and three and four individuals. When it comes to a bigger circle, maybe people I don't know so well, maybe people before Gyan who I wouldn't have trusted, and I don't know them. I just put them in a box, I put them in a label, and I say, oh, I don't trust this particular group of people or this particular individual and individuals like them. Do we still do that? It's a question for each one to ask herself. But yes, I think we do it. We do it unconsciously. A certain group of people, and I'm very comfortable with them. Another group of people, and I'm a bit wary. Another group of people, I avoid them completely. I don't interact with them. Why? Because of all the Maya. Maya means illusion. So I've created illusions within myself, or they've been instilled in me from my childhood, probably even since birth. Before your mother told you you're a boy or a girl, you didn't have that thought, but other people drummed it into you. And then you grew up with certain fears, certain expectations. You know the whole story. And so that's a very gross thing, but so many other things. And so can I trust Baba's children? And if I trust, then I'll be willing to do the Maharas, the great dance, in which I'm able to come together with others, with cooperation, with respect. And you can start with respect, by faith in the self, trusting the self, respecting the self, and then that trust can extend out, and I extend it to everyone who's Baba's child. And so in that state where then there's trust for everyone around me, then yes, the Maharas will happen beautifully and Baba will be revealed. Because in today's world where there's friction and division and so much separation, one of the beautiful things about Madhuban, where everyone comes together, and one of the beautiful things about London, just looking around the class and people from so many, many diverse backgrounds all together. So keep extending that idea of who can I dance with? Am I able to dance with everyone? Am I able to work with everyone, cooperate with everyone? And so the great dances, that which will reveal Baba. One last point that I want to take up from the Murali, and then there's a little bit of news from here and there. And that is, Baba saying, how come you still complain that your sanskars haven't changed? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but whether you've been with Baba a few years or 40 plus years, and there's both in this gathering, you know that there are sanskars that you still say, well, what can I do? My sanskars are like that. Or, what can I do? Since childhood I've been like that. Well, I've been with Baba, and so that was a new birth. And so can I forget what I did in childhood? Can I let go of whatever it is I used to do? And can I now know that with the power of yoga, sanskars can change? In theory, we all know that. So what's happening in practice? I was saying that, yes, you have yoga, but you don't have yoga to the degree of intensity that makes it volcanic yoga. Today Baba's talking about volcanic yoga. That yoga which is the fire of God's love, which can actually burn the account of the past and bring about transformation in sanskars. If there are still sanskars that I identify that belong to my 83rd birth, or if there are moments when somebody else says to me, you're still the same, you haven't changed at all. And I'm sure that even if we don't say it, we think it. And we're thinking about it for ourselves, but we're also thinking about it for others. So, how am I going to get to the Sattva-pradhan stage if there are still sanskars that hold me back? And so, if I want to become Sattva-pradhan, my sense is, now is the time. When I said that Baba's Murali seems to be for today, we heard the news about Syria this morning. And we've been hearing about Syria for 15 years, a long time. But things get more and more intense. And things shift very, very quickly in today's world. Again, an indication of the end of the cycle when, you know, the final bit of the reel, whether it's a film reel or the old-fashioned tape reels, the sound reels, they spin very, very quickly. Do you feel that that's what's happening in the world? Everything moving very fast. But the good news from Syria is that we've heard that Ayman, the brother who's in charge there as well, he is originally Syrian, but he came to Kuwait and took Yan there, then went back to Syria to serve his people. Some of you have met him in Madhuban. And he always brings a beautiful bouquet of flowers, beautiful souls to Baba every year. So he's saying that Baba's children are fine, but you don't know what's happening and how things are going to develop within the next day, hour. And so while I have time, can I focus on that subject of making my yoga more intense, more powerful? I was not even saying give more time. If I can give more time, great. But mostly we will say, it's so busy, busy, busy. But can I make it more intense, more powerful, so that it's really the fire of yoga, volcanic yoga, that can change my sanskars, finish my sanskars of Dwapur and Kali Yuga, and emerge the sanskars of Satyuga again. And I've been keeping you informed about Didi Sudesh, and first she had an infection in the lungs, then became very breathless, so they thought it might be the heart, so they took her to Ahmedabad. But the good news is that it's not the heart, so she's okay. But yes, they're still keeping her in hospital just to make sure that truly she's well before she comes back to Gyan Sarovar. Otherwise, you know Didi Sudesh, she'll be coughing away and she'll say, it's okay, I can carry on, I can carry on. But at this point, she really needs to give the chariot proper rest and so on. And the other news from Madhuban is that Hansa from Abu Madhuban is coming. And so she's coming specially to be with us for Christmas, because even while Daddy was around, Daddy had to be in Madhuban December time, New Year time. So she was also there. So it's been years since she experienced the feeling of Christmas. And so we invited her to be here for Christmas. So she arrives today. Maybe her flight has already landed. So she'll be here. Devi has to go through the channel for foreign immigration. So she'll be here with Devi for a couple of weeks till the 29th of December. And today we're offering bhog for Janie's father. And we're also offering bhog for Jane's mother. All of you know Janie. She's here and she's active in many departments in Baba's house. But Jane took yarn in Brazil, came to Miami, and then was the first teacher in Costa Rica, so established the center there, and then came back to the UK, and she's in Leeds at the moment. And her mother was 101, and she passed away yesterday. So we'll be sending our love in Baba's remembrance to these souls especially.